I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 25th. There were no new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, the first time that's happened since the outbreak of the pandemic. There are 28 active cases in Quincy, and the positivity rate is now below 1%. Quincy is in the green category on the risk assessment map, and there have been 153 deaths. 21-year-old William Callahan of Quincy will be charged with manslaughter in connection with a fatal pedestrian accident in Quincy early Saturday morning. Police say Callahan was speeding on Newport Avenue near Oakland Avenue just before 2 a.m. when he struck and killed 62-year-old Robert Jansen of Quincy. Police say there were almost 300 feet of skid marks leading up to the crash scene. Jansen died at the scene. The Quincy City Council this week will begin discussing a proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to borrow $475 million to pay off the city's outstanding pension obligations. Koch says borrowing the money now at historically low interest rates will save the city millions of dollars in the years to come. The Finance Committee will meet Wednesday at 7:30 to debate that proposal. A blood drive is being held today and tomorrow at the Quincy Police Station in honor of 5-year-old Quinn Waters of Weymouth. The Children's Hospital Blood Mobile will be at police headquarters from 9 to 3 both days to hold the blood drive. Quinn is recovering from his second round of treatment for 2 brain tumors. The Mighty Quinn, as he is known, is the son of Quincy Police Officer Tara Waters. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Tuesday, May 25th.